Hey everyone, hope you're having a wonderful day today, and I just want to give you a few thoughts here on yesterday's message that I shared on the rapture. We're on a series in Revelation, and we started Revelation chapter 4 yesterday and did a good message on that, and I hope you'll go back and listen to it on the Faith Assembly Rock Hill Facebook page. But I wanted to just touch on something very quickly. Jesus warns us in Matthew chapter 24 when he gives us all the different signs of things that are going on in the world right now in the last days. Pretty clearly he said to keep watch, he said to live ready, and he said to stay prepared. And I want to encourage you with all the things that are going on, not only in the world with the COVID and the riots and the political upheaval and all the just uncertainty that's going on in the world today, but really just in your personal lives as you're busy, just going about your day, that you don't approach your day like the five foolish virgins who didn't have their oil ready. Jesus gave the parable in Matthew 25 about five wise virgins and five foolish virgins, and the wise virgins had their oil ready, and the five that were foolish didn't. And it's really talking about just being ready, keeping watch, staying prepared, because the Lord could return at any moment. I just want to leave you with this one thought, and hopefully this will encourage you to go back and listen to the message from yesterday. But once the rapture takes place, our job as Christians is done. But until the rapture takes place, we have a job to do. And the Holy Spirit is here to help us be successful in that job of souls for the kingdom. Whatever it is that you have going today in your life, your primary responsibility in the Lord is to tell someone about Jesus. I want to just encourage you to not keep that good news to yourself. This week, somebody is going to come into your life that you know or don't know, and the Holy Spirit's going to prompt you. And I want to encourage you to take the boldness that you need and the courage that you need to just step in and say, all right, Lord, I'm going to make myself available. Just speak through me and use me in whatever way to plant and water, and I'll trust you to bring the increase. So again, once the rapture takes place, all of that is done. We're finished. But until the rapture takes place, we have a job to do, and we're not supposed to do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. Only the Holy Spirit can help us. Give us the discernment, the boldness, the wisdom, all that we need to proclaim the good news. So let me encourage you with that, and go back and listen to my message from yesterday on the rapture, Revelation chapter 4. And we'll see you this Sunday as we continue our study of Revelation. We're going to start Revelation chapter 5, and that's the beginning of the tribulation. I hope none of you will be there for that, the tribulation I mean, but I hope all of you, should the Lord tarry, will be here this Sunday at 10 o'clock on Faith Assembly's Facebook Live. God bless you. Have a great week in the Lord, and tell someone about Jesus this week.